This is your classic. It's breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we may be getting a fair bit of rain this morning and a bit of wind and just a bit of wild weather all in general. We'll find out what the fish are doing anyway. I'm joined this morning by Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie. How are you this morning, Leon?
Jordan, very, very good. Very, very cold, but they tell me we've got a bit of snow around the place as well, and it's pretty interesting when you start to think about it. I did put off going for my swim this morning just in case it was a little bit too cold, but there you go.
Didn't want to go sliding across the ice on the surface of the water?
No. But I think what it's going to do is going to have a little bit of a knock-on effect for our anglers this weekend. The weather report shows that we've got probably wind around the 20 knots on the weekend. So that's actually going to give us a little bit of sea. If you were to be thinking of fishing and all that sort of stuff, I think you'd have to stay and hug the coastline to protect yourself. There's not much call for rain this particular weekend. But I've got a few tips if you're interested. This is usually the time that starts the yellowfin whiting run and all that sort of stuff. And I think if you'd like to head out to Port Davis on the Oval, you might get an opportunity because you'll be protected by the sandbars and all that sort of stuff to have a fish for some yellowfin whiting. But also while we're there, because that's the perfect opportunity for flathead, and most people don't fish for flathead. So their species usually sits in wait just alongside of a sandbar. So the smaller fish, when they're coming out from the sandbar, swim over the sandbar and the flathead catch them. And I think they're nicknamed the lizards of the sea, but they are beautiful eating. And I think if you wanted to be a targeted angler and just try to look at that species, you would find yourself some huge size flathead around our area. The early part of this crab season as well is starting to sort of look a little bit nice as spring is upon us. So I think if you wanted to have a shot for crabs, I'd be actually putting my crab nets over, from the Second Creek net band stick out towards Wyala. You should be no problem at all in trying to find a few. And there's still the holder honours of King George Whiting. So they're still around the Third Creek patches, top into Ward Spit and Eastern Shoal, and also Woods Point. So there's a lot of options, but I'm not sure if I'd venture out too far this weekend. And perhaps, as we usually say, Jordan, take your kid fishing, maybe leave the kid home this weekend.
Or bring an umbrella and a raincoat.
Too right, mate.
No worries. Well, Leon, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Jordan.
That was Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie on your Classic It's Breakfast. If you're thinking about getting out there on the water this weekend, make sure you know what you're doing and which fish you want to be catching. I'm joined this morning by Brenton from Complete Angler Moonta and Wallery. How are you this morning, Brenton?
Yeah, I'm good.
So which fish are we looking forward to this weekend?
Well, there's not a lot to report due to the weather. The only thing we've heard since the weekend are a few crabs from the jetties and some small salmon and a few brim in the Wallery Marina. But on the weekend before the blow, the Point Riley Rocks at Wallaroo had a few salmon, squid and snook. Jetty had crabs, squid at dawn and dusk, tommies and snook after dark, and a few yellowfin whiting in the shallows. And the boats out of Wallaroo had whiting from down south and squid and snook over Riley Way. The Moona Bay Jetty had squid, a few tommies at night, snook at night around the lights, crabs and a few yellowfin whiting in the jetty shallows and off the beaches. And from out in the boats, they returned King George whiting out deep and south of the Cape. Most people struggled with fish in the bay. Squid were on most of the common grounds and a few snook were still being caught, and crabs were also pretty easy to find. But yeah, as I said, the report is pretty much from before the blow. I think once the wind stops, give it a day or so and a bit of chance for the water to settle, and I reckon the fish should be on flat out.
Yeah, well, I don't know how soon before the wind will settle down, but I guess for this weekend, maybe just hang by the jetty, hang by the shore rather than getting out on the boat.
Wouldn't be looking at going out too far, I don't think.
No, definitely not.
The Wallery Marina is always a good option because you can fish in there no matter what the weather. So it's
generally a safe spot then.
Yep.
No worries. Well, Brenton, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No worries.
That's Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic It's Breakfast.